necesito tres cosas para vivir.
It looks like something a grandfather might post if he was on TikTok.
El sol que ilumina mis días.
Special moments with his granddaughter.
La luna para mis noches.
Introducing you to his family.
Y a ti para toda mi vida.
Except it's not just any grandfather. Rodolfo Hernandez was a candidate in Colombia's recent presidential election. And the voice you hear isn't his. It belongs to a famous FIFA commentator familiar to all Latin American ears. So what looks personal is in fact a carefully designed, narrated, and ultimately political piece of work.
Hernandez, he's an old guy, right winger. You would think just by those two elements that he wouldn't be connected to a younger audience. But then again, through a 15-second video of TikTok, he's connecting with a very popular element in young people's lives, which is video games, FIFA, TikTok, love.
That video is a classic example of the Hernandez political strategy. Catchy, relatable, and seemingly authentic, delivered to Colombians directly via TikTok, arguably the social media platform that helped propel him from a small town mayor into the final round of the election, where he got an astonishing 47% of the vote. It's why Hernandez has been dubbed the TikTok King, but it's a crown he shares with others in the region.
All around Latin America, you can see leaders engaging in TikTok from Venezuela to Chile to Brazil to Honduras. They can use social media to just create a different public image of themselves because they know that that's where the voters are, right? They know it's a platform that they can't really afford to not participate in, to be a part of.
TikTok has been co-opted as a tool for political communication by leaders across the world, but there is something distinctive about Latin America. It's home to a population of more than 650 million that skews young, a demographic where dissatisfaction with the political and social status quo runs deep, one that is open to taking its politics in TikTok-sized bites.
Most young voters across the region are less interested in politics than their older counterparts. And they identify less with traditional parties, of course. Traditional messages are gonna be less effective. What will be effective? Well, material that is not really connected to traditional politics.
El uso de las redes sociales en América Latina.
The use of social networks in Latin America is primarily due to the erosion of key institutions, like political parties and the media. And these politicians like to talk directly to the voters without any kind of filter, any kind of censorship.
Censura en algunos casos.
A lot of authoritarian leaders in Latin America try to build that audience because then they know that they no longer need to rely on traditional media.
Que a população tá aprendendo dia a dia como lidar com fake news.
They're constantly in this fine line of how can I get my political agenda that is really controversial, but that people accept it somehow?
Gone are the days when voters were forced to rely on televised debates to make their choices. It turns out that TikTok provides politicians with what they want, immediacy, and the intimacy that comes with looking right down the lens, bypassing the mainstream media and its gatekeepers, and connecting with young voters. Presidents Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil and Nayib Bukele in El Salvador got into office before TikTok grew into what it is today. In those election campaigns, they focused their efforts on platforms like WhatsApp and Facebook. But they've changed with the times and now rely on TikTok heavily to try to stay in power.
So much of Bolsonaro's content is not talking about his political agenda. He tries to create an image that he is really loved and really accepted, and that anywhere he goes, people are open to him. But it's interesting to see how his content has shifted over time. As the elections are approaching, he is getting less into the dancing and hugging and playing games, and more into what he actually plans for his government. He is talking about legalizing marijuana or not. He is talking about gas prices, about violence.
Em 2016, tivemos 61 mil mortes por arma de fogo no Brasil. Governo Dilma Rousseff. O ano passado, o governo Jair Bolsonaro, tivemos 41 mil mortes, ou seja, menos 20 mil mortes.
On TikTok, you're going to see a lot of political content that is not political right away, but it's showing a politician, you know, in a non-political setting. If you look at Bukele, for example, you will see in his TikToks videos where he's showing himself as being tough on crime.
Lo que hemos hecho en poco más de una semana nos dice que podemos acabar con ese cáncer que se llaman pandillas.
Combined with videos where he's in a restaurant with his wife and his daughter is reading the menu. That combination is not random.
He broke the barriers between entertainment, information, and persuasion, creating so-called infotainment. Bukele's videos include political commentary, but also entertain you and excite you. Politicians and the political class, particularly in Latin America, are frowned upon. So when you communicate, you have to break down those barriers and try to connect with the people.
There's another term that's been coined in the past year that bands together leaders like Bukele, Bolsonaro, and Hernandez. It's called millennial authoritarianism. It's defined as a political strategy that combines populist appeal and authoritarian behavior with a youthful personal brand built on social media.
And whether it's the language these right-wing politicians use or the audience they target, their message sells really well on TikTok.
The world is experiencing a crisis, an explosion of polarization, which makes those candidates who are more extremist more successful. Their communication style hooks viewers by creating conflict, shouting instead of having a conversation. TikTok helps humanize these candidates.
Being easy to digest may work for one side of the political spectrum, but what about the other? Politicians on the left, with their traditional focus on issues like inequality and social welfare, find TikTok's condensed, quick-hit format much harder to master. And candidates like Brazil's Lula da Silva, Jair Bolsonaro's chief rival in the upcoming election, understand that one way or another, they have to up their TikTok game.
He realized a little bit late that it's a platform where he can just share his political views in a way that feels aligned to his political agenda and just speak more closely to people, especially to youths. But it took him a long time to join TikTok.
A time during which he lost important ground to his chief rival. And despite Lula leading in the polls and his numbers rising on TikTok, Bolsonaro still dominates the platform. And as the left and right continue to jostle for power across Latin America, TikTok is a strategic pawn they need to play to become king.
10 years ago, 15 years ago, people couldn't imagine Facebook campaigns, which are now a reality everywhere. The same is going to happen with TikTok. The speed with which it will be adopted will only continue to increase. In a few years, TikTok will not only be the young people, but we will all be there.